This lady is brilliant. She has a Christmas tree up now. It's Britain's oldest Christmas tree. She bought it in 1920.
It's obviously plastic.
It's plastic, yeah.
Because I was thinking like she has like some old like Charlie Brown looking Christmas tree that she's just been like watering all these years.
Well, it's kind of she bought it at Sears and in 1920. And it kind of does look like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree, but it's fake. So it has like, you know, 7 branches. But it's 100 years old, and she still has it, puts it up every year.
That's her tradition. That's her thing. I think that's pretty cool. I have no traditions. Do you have Christmas traditions at your house?
We have to put certain things on the tree. Like my mom gave me a little bird ornament.
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid, so that bird has to go on the tree. You know, I look for that bird. That bird better be up there.
Right.
So there's certain things like that, but that's the only thing that really we have.
Our Christmas tradition, so my boyfriend is the youngest of 6. So, and everyone has like nieces and nephews and whatever. So they, but nobody ever had any money in his family because so many kids. Yeah, 6 kids. Come on. In Sacramento, of all places, you know, there's nobody, no one has money in Sacramento. So what they did was they would just wrap whatever just to make sure that you had stuff to open. Everybody would give everybody something, like even if it was like something you found on the street or something you made or like a candy bar.
You have gum.
Well, yeah. ABC gum already been chewed.
Merry but like, Christmas. You know,
but like even if it was like a candy bar, just something so you have something to unwrap. So that's a tradition that my boyfriend and I have, that we get each other one big gift, sometimes two big gifts depending on how well we're doing that year. Like, you know, one year he got me like an iPad, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like one big gift, but then lots and lots of little gifts. And we'll go to like the dollar store and just get whatever and just wrap it just so you have lots of things to unwrap. So when you come into my house and you see my tree, there's like dozens of presents underneath it. It looks like it's going to be a really great Christmas until, you know, you open up one of your gifts and it's like a bag of peanuts.
Well, how do you do that when you have a small apartment with really 2 closets?
Uh-huh.
So how do you hide the presents from each other? How do you buy the presents without each other being around? Because you don't have a car. You don't really go to stores by yourself. You always go together. So how are you going to buy something and where are you going to hide it?
Okay, so 2 things. If there's something I have to hide in one of my closets, I have like a little back cubby area that he doesn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I tend to hide stuff. But, well, yeah, he does now. but we don't really hide things. Like as soon as you get it, you wrap it and put it right under the tree.
Oh.
So it's part of our decoration. So the tree is all decorated and then there's always wrapped gifts underneath it until Christmas Day. And that's the whole thing. And then, you know, as time goes on, we'll stop by like there's a store near us called Flying Tiger where they have these walls that are just like everything's $2, everything's $5. And we'll just buy each other a bunch of cool stuff from there and just wrap it and stick it right under the tree.
So what happens when you get him a bunch of $2 things and he gets you an iPad?
No, so I'm saying everybody, we each get each other one big gift.
Oh, okay.
So like he'll get me an iPad and I'll get him like an iPhone or whatever it is he needs this year.
So is there a max on it?
No, it's whatever. It's usually technology. It's whatever the other person needs, you know.
Mm.
Once in a while, it'll be like shoes or something, you know, if we really need a new pair of shoes or a sweater or something. So it's like 1 or 2 big gifts, and then everything else, because of his family tradition, is just tons of little gifts. I mean, like, to the point where we stop wrapping and just for a minute just go, oh, I'm full. Like, I can't unwrap anymore. I need a break from this.
Oh, poor you.
No, but I'm saying, like, you know, like a candy bar. Like, you know, we right. wrap so many little tiny things that we have to take a break at some point because it's just so much stuff. But, you know, it looks like Christmas threw up on the house because you walk in, it's like this giant tree and there's just gifts everywhere.
So you have to do this Christmas Eve. There's no way you can do this Christmas morning because you guys sleep till 2 o'clock. in the afternoon.
Right, that's true.
So you do it Christmas Eve?
Well, we unwrap a couple of things Christmas Eve, but then no, we wake up whenever Christmas, and we do it Christmas at like 2.
See, you never had to go through the hell it was being a parent, that you knew you're going to have to wake up at 5:30 in the morning on Christmas morning because the kids are going to come running into the room and wake you up. And the bad thing is because you got to stay awake and help Santa.
Uh-huh.
You know, put the bikes together and put, you know, the pedal car together. There's a whole bunch of things Santa needs because he just drops it off. He doesn't care. You know, it's a big pile of bike parts and he flies away. So then you got to sit there till 3 o'clock in the morning putting the bike together and then wake up 2.5 hours later once right. The kids run into the room. And then I always had to set the living room up for Santa. So what I would always do was when Santa would come from the chimney, from the fireplace, he would always have footprints from the fireplace to the tree. And that was a flower.
That's so cute.
So it would be snow from the fireplace to the tree. And One year, my mom, because she worked for some guy that took photos and had all this stuff, she made me a Santa Claus ID. So he dropped his driver's license.
Oh my God.
So he not only messed up our carpet, dropped his driver's license, and he ate all the cookies. That bastard ate all of them.
Oh, it must have been so fun to be a kid in your house.
Yeah, so I did all that. But
that's really good. That's some good parenting there. I had no idea you were such a good dad.
But I only had 2 hours of sleep, so Christmas morning, you don't want to know me.
Right.